Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors. RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Close to that campfire, your host Ray I, returned across the great waters from Hawaii. Best regards goes out to my brother John Sabati and his hunter this morning climbing the mountain. I wish I was there with you boys. Hard to come home. Vogler Vogler, I'm
good
back.
Morning.
Good morning.
You're back. Greatest shirt ever. I love that Hawaiian camo.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about this Aloha shirt a little later. And we got Matty G back in the house. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guy.
How'd you like the pictures I sent from Hawaii?
I enjoyed the pictures you sent from Hawaii.
Awesome, awesome. Boy, we got a great show lineup. I love that music. Absolutely love that music. I got April issue, Midwest Outdoors Magazine right here. I've got a piece in there called Calling is Everything. Mr. Strand requested, and I sent that in, and we're going to talk about that a little bit in the show. First, we're gonna go back to Hawaii. I've got a roost set up. I want you to hear what it sounds like at about 6,000 feet on the side of Mount Mauna Kea when the turkeys wake up on a little setup from a hunt out there. Go ahead, Matty G. It's called the Urkel Franklin. I call him Steve Urkel. Rio Grande turkeys on the Big Island. Beautiful. There's a hen. I did my first hunt out there in 2001, 2003, Cabela's Sportsman's Quest, 2005, Bob Walker and Paul Butsky. Me and John's had some great, great ones. Listen to that sound. I miss that. I'm going to hit this old box call here in a minute. That high country, we'll talk about that later in the show, too. It's better to have a box call that cuts because it's so open and big, high altitudes. Plus, blowing a mouth call at high altitudes is really tough. You can't breathe. There's a box. But I fixed that this year. We'll talk about that. Listen to the response of the turkeys to that call. Just the basic yelp. Uh-oh. On the ground. That ended that program. You see, calling is everything. I can't even imagine going to Hawaii up on a mountain and hunting those turkeys. We use the calls to locate, calls to find the turkeys, to bring the turkeys in. And how could woodsmanship help you in that situation right there? You got to call. Anyway, a little bit of that. Matty G, I brought you something a little back. It's called the Women of the Islands. It's a 2017 calendar, and they're not very many clothes on, but that's for you
because that's fine.
You're a young
Thank
guy.
Thank you.
And right here, I have some magic for you two guys. This is a little bit ridiculous that I did this. This was in my pack at 8,000 feet on the mountain on a hunt, and me and John had lunch, and I thought of you guys, and I cut these, and I wrapped these, and I put them back in my pack, and they made it all the way across the ocean back here. Matty G's holding up the blonde, and Matty G, I'm going to take this out. It's wrapped in paper towel right there, but I got some cellophane around it to try to keep it. It's not going to be as good as it was on the mountain, but I wanted to share that with you. That's from the mountain, me and John's last lunch on the mountain. There's no macadamia nuts in there. She was out, but there is chocolate chip and bananas that John picked. Open it up and eat it.
I would say this is the...
That's it.
In the segment last week.
Yeah.
It was a throwback you did.
Yes.
With Stedman, and you were trying on the air.
Right, like, right. Try
that,
it.
That sounds
incredible. I cared that a long ways for you guys. It's not like a... It was warm that morning when it was in the truck.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great?
This is incredible.
I want you guys to be part of my hunt and part of the adventure. And that was quite a... And I brought it in. It's still together. You know, I kept it wrapped, and I kept it in my back. It was in my camera pack the whole trip back. What do you think? Lean into the microphone, Vogler Vogler. That's what it's there for.
This is beyond incredible.
Susie's a wonderful gal, John's wife, and she does a great job with that, and she makes the greatest stuff. She was upset because she was out of macadamia nuts, which she made them for me to take. She gets up, like, middle of the night and makes that stuff so I can take it up on the mountain. She's awesome. Isn't that good? So that is right from the loaf that we had on the mountain when we sat on a log and had lunch.
Mahalo.
So there you go.
Right? Am I saying that right? Mahalo?
Yes. Isn't that great?
Oh,
good stuff?
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
incredible.
The bananas are real sweet that John picks. John went and picked the bananas when they got ripe for this bread for our hunt.
Not at the grocery store, off the tree.
Yeah, off the tree, out of the yard.
Oh, my
and
God.
At our hotel, Managa Hotel. I love that place. We had no air conditioner. We had no TV, and it was awesome. We left the door open. You could smell the ocean and the blooms. We had wild chickens. The roosters were crowing at night. And Jan said it's the best she's ever slept. Ever.
Wow.
And it was just an awesome place. Great people. And their pork chop at the hotel. Oh my gosh. But everything. We had lots of great food, as you saw. You can go to Facebook, and if you haven't seen any of it, and scroll down. I got two Facebook pages, got all kinds of photos from Hawaii. What a trip. Probably our best trip ever. Me and John went up on the mountain by ourselves because Caggiano's chicken and he wouldn't come. And Marty's scared, he wouldn't come. So it was just me and John, and I'm gonna tell you guys something. We shot some great television stuff for Midwest Outdoors. They're gonna be very pleased.
This hotel that you stayed at is a classic.
Yeah, it's the oldest hotel on the island, and it's up higher on the mountain than down. It's not in the tourist side, so you don't need air conditioning. It's cool up there all the time. And you can watch the sunset down if you're back at the hotel on the ocean below you. And the cool breezes. Never needed an air conditioner. It's an open air. The front of the hotel's open. It's open air hotel. I love it. I just love it. Love everybody over there. Great people. The beach was incredible, too.
Did I mistake you for saying this is one of the most reasonably priced places?
Yes.
Also?
Yeah, if you're paying $150 to $250 a night down on the beach, and I was paying like $72 a night up here.
And you get the real sense of old Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It's great. Let's take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Ralph Dern. We got a lot of stuff to go through the show. We're going to revisit this Midwest Outdoors Magazine Calling It Everything segment. I wanted you to hear those turkeys. And then I've got a segment later in the show. We're going to address that as well. I know I probably forgot something, but wow. I was going to tell you what's on the show, but we'll do that later. See you on the other side, baby.